The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Push hard and fast in the center of the chest. Allow the chest to rise all the way back up after each push.
In the darkened cafeteria at Santa Rosa Charter School, 7th and 8th graders are fanned out on the floor, watching a video monitor instructing them in the basics of CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Make sure the chest moves down at least 2 inches with each push. Don't be afraid to push hard.
Then it's time for some hands-on practice, taking turns with a semi-inflatable plastic model of a human head and torso called a mini-Ann. Lori McFadden, who has organized this training session, offers a bit of additional instruction.
Timing is really important. So how many of you know the really, really old song Stayin' Alive? Okay, let's play that.
With a boombox in the corner providing the soundtrack, the kids pair off and start practicing. There's not much kidding around. The students, for the most part, appear focused and serious about what they're doing, which is just what McFadden was hoping for in bringing the training to this age group.
They still appreciate authority and will listen just because of the authority figure, but they're also cognitively and physically able to do effective CPR, so they're a great target audience.
McFadden is part of a group of emergency service agencies that have come together under the banner of Save Lives Sonoma to teach as many county residents as possible, of all ages, the newer technique of hands-only CPR. She explains this has supplemented the previously taught method of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for several reasons.
People were afraid of doing it incorrectly, so they couldn't remember, is it 30 compressions to 2 breaths, 15 to 1, you know. And the other part was people didn't want to do mouth-to-mouth, so people would do nothing.
The goal is to share this training with all 40 junior highs across Sonoma County. But today's session was the first. A learning experience for McFadden as well as the kids.
I thought it went well. I think we can do some things differently that will engage the kids more effectively. And we're going to be using Santa Rosa Charter School to give some kids some things to look at and have them give me feedback.
But the initial reaction from 8th grader Miranda Hunsinger was positive.
I just did CPR. It's my first time, and I think I did pretty good, but I'm not really sure.
A little scary?
Yes, at first. But then I started getting used to it, and then it just became the rhythm.
For classmate Hunter Garthwaite, this was a refresher class, but he's fully behind the program.
It was kind of cool how they're teaching kids at schools to learn CPR and to help people around the world who faint from a heart attack and stuff so they can be rescued. It definitely takes a toll on your hands, but it's fun learning it, and it can save lives.
And that, ultimately, is the goal, says McFadden, to give people the tools they need to respond if and when they are abruptly confronted with an emergency situation.
What we're finding now is a huge increase in bystander CPR, and it makes a difference between life and death.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections Report, making the connections for healthy communities.